Very powerful, timeless spiritual instructions of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
To su četiri vrlo moćne i bezvremenske upute koje gospodin Krišna naveo u Bhagavad Giti.
The climax of his instructions was Savaramang Parijaja. Give up your worldly entanglements and just surrender unto me. I will take care of you. Don't fear.
A vrhunac njegovih uputa je u šloki Sarvadharmam Parityaja, ostavi sve svoje materijalne zapletenosti i samo se predaj meni. Ne moraš se bojati, ja ću te zaštititi.
A relatively short time after this, the Lord left this world to go back into the eternal kingdom of God, his kingdom.
Vrlo kratko vrijeme potom gospodin Krišna se je vratio natrag u svoje duhovno kraljevstvo.
But as he looked back from there to the world, he felt deep dissatisfaction.
No kad je od tamo ponovno pogledao natrag na ovu zemlju, osjetio je duboko nezadovoljstvo.
I have told these people to think of me, but they think of money and sex.
Rekao sam tim ljudima da misle na mene, ali oni misle na novac i na seks.
I have told them to serve me, but they serve their cars.
Rekao sam im neka služe mene, ali oni služe svoje automobile.
I have told them to, what was it, to be God conscious, but they are materialistic.
Rekao sam im da budu svjesni Boga, ali oni su pravi materialisti.
And Krishna meditated and thought, my mission has failed.
Krishna je razmišljao i došao do zaključka kako je njegova misija propala.
I must come again and show them how to do things right in this world.
Moram se ponovo pojaviti i pokazati im kako da u ovome svijetu pravilno djeluju.
I must give them the practical example.
Moram im dati praktičan primjer.
You know, my spiritual master has said it's, Krishna almost felt like a teacher who says A, B, C, but he sees his students can't write.
Moj duhovni učitelj je rekao kako je Krishna djelovao poput učitelja koji svojim učenicima govori A, ovo je A, B, C. Međutim, onda vidi da njegovi učenici uopće ne znaju pisati.
What does the teacher then do? He goes himself to the blackboard as if he is a student and in big letters writes down A, B, C.
I što jedan učitelj u takvim okolnostima radi? On se ponaša poput, kao da je jedan od tih učenika, dolazi na ploču i tamo velikim slovima ispisuje A, B i C.
He takes another role.
Drugim riječima, on preuzima drugu ulogu.
So in the same way, Krishna has taken in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu another role.
Drugim riječima, tako je i Krishna u obliku Čaitanja Mahaprabhua preuzeo jednu drugu ulogu.
He took the role of the perfect devotee who thinks always of Krishna, who serves always Krishna, who worships him. Tako dalje.
Krishna je na taj način kao gospodin Čaitanja preuzeo ulogu savršenog posvećenika koji uvijek misli na Krišnu, uvijek ga obožava i uvijek ga se sjeća i tako dalje.
He did this 515 years ago.
To je učinio prije 515 godina.
He came to a little town on the bank of the river Ganga.
On se je pojavio u malenome gradu na obali rijeke Gange.
And he started a movement of chanting God's names and dancing.
I započeo je pokret pjevanja gospodinovih imena i plesanja.
My dear devotees, the singing and dancing, glorifying God and in this way living in his existence was the main teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dragi moji bakte, taj ples i ta pjesma, odnosno takav oblik slavljenja gospodina, glavna je poruka koja nam je donio gospodin Čaitanja Mahaprabhu.
And he showed how to do it.
On je sam pokazao kako da to činimo.
The words of God were always on his mouth, in his mouth.
Gospodinova su imena uvijek bila na njegovim usnama.
And when he danced, millions of people surrounded him to witness God enjoying God.
I dok je plesao, okruživali su ga milijuni ljudi koji su došli kako bi vidjeli Boga koji uživa u Bogu.
But let us be very clear.
Ali mora nam jedna stvar biti vrlo jasna.
This didn't happen in a very easy atmosphere.
A to je da se sve ovo nije odvijalo u nekoj vrlo lagodnom, u nekom lagodnom ozračju.
There were very difficult external circumstances at that time.
Izvanske okolnosti su bile jako teške u to doba.
India was invaded by foreign powers at that time.
Indija je pretrpila invaziju sila izvana.
And these powerful regions, they all came from the Muslim faith, they controlled every single person in India.
I oni koji su u tom vremenu vladali Indijom i svakim pojedinim čovjekom u Indiji bili su muslimani.
They witnessed with great anger how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement increased every day and became a force of itself.
Oni su vrlo srdito promatrali kako se pokret gospodina Čajtanje širio iz dana u dan i poprimao snagu ogromnih razmjera.
The Kazi, the ruler of Navadvip, one day ordered his men, whenever you see one follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing, give them a good warning.
Kazi, koji je u to doba vladao Navadvipom, upozorio, rekao je svojim sražarima, kada god ugledate nekog sljedbenika, gospodina Čajtanje, da pleše, onda ga jako dobro upozorite.
In Navadvip, day and night, there were patrols of lance-bearing soldiers who would have the one order that whoever sings Hare Krishna, just give them so much trouble that they never sing again.
Danonoćno su Navadvipom patrolirali vojnici koji su nosili koplja i čija je jedina naredba glasila da svakoga tko pjeva Hare Krishna trebaju dovesti u takve nevolje da mu više nikad ne padne na pamet da ponovno zapjeva.
In one street there were very courageous devotees. They met in a group of 10 and chanted just like we have chanted.
U jednoj ulici okupilo se oko 10 bhakta koji su bili vrlo hrabri i koji su stali pjevati upravo kao što smo i mi malo prije ovdje pjevali.
All of a sudden soldiers broke into their assembly, took the medanga drums and destroyed them by throwing them on the floor.
Na njihov skup su odmah uletjeli vojnici koji su zgrabili medange i razbili ih o zemlju.
The Kazi was personally present.
Kazi je bio osobno prisutan.
And he shouted, "This is the last warning."
Te je uzviknuo, ovo je bilo posljednje upozorenje.
Now we have broken your drum, next time we will break your bones.
Ovaj put razbili smo vaše mridange, ali sljedeći ćemo vam put polomiti sve kosti.
When Lord Chaitanya heard about this, he smiled.
Kad je gospodin Chaitanya to čuo, samo se osmijehnuo.
And he said, today we will call a mass demonstration.
I rekao je, danas ćemo pokrenuti masovne demonstracije.
I want that all of Navadvip is lit by the torches.
Želim da se
in the night.
Želim da se noćas cijeli Navadvip osvijetli bakljama.
And we will all come and sing and dance through the towns of Navadvip. Let us see who will stop us.
Te ćemo se svi okupiti i pjevati i plesati kroz ulice Navadvipa, pa ćemo vidjeti tko će nas se usuditi zaustaviti.
This was the ultimate confrontation between two powers, one a spiritual power, one a worldly power.
I to je bio konačni sukob između dvije moći. Jedna moć je bila duhovna, a druga svjetovna.
Thousands and thousands of people came together in the procession of the holy name.
U procesiji, pjevajući sveto ime, okupile su se na tisuće ljudi.
As the night fell into Navadvip, torches were ignited.
Kako se noć spuštala nad Navadvipom, tako su se jedna za drugom palile baklje.
The town was decorated with flowers and palm trees.
Grad su okitili palminim stablima i vijencima cvijeća.
People wore their best clothes.
Ljudi su odjenuli svoju najbolju odjeću.
And they waited before their house. When will this procession come to my house?
I očekivali su pred svojim kućama, kad će doći ta procesija i do moga doma.
And then he came.
A zatim je on i došao.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He looked as if he was the personified God of love.
Izgledao je poput otjelovljenoga Boga ljubavi.
His hair was decorated with very fine flower garlands.
Kosu su mu krasili maleni vjenčići cvijeća.
And he danced in front of the procession and his body itself looked like a flaming torchlight.
On je sam plesao na čelu procesije, a njegovo je tijelo nalikovalo rasplamsaloj buktini.
Magically attracted, the people left their homes and joined the kirtan. 100,000 people became soon 200,000 people.
Kao čarolijom privučeni, ljudi su ostavljali svoje domove kako bi se pridružili procesiji i uskoro je 1000 sljedbenika se pretvorilo u 2000.
As they sang the holy names of the Lord, they experienced ecstasy in their heart.
Dok su plesali s Gospodinom, u svojim su srcima osjećali zanos.
And they danced and forgot all about their houses.
Oni su plesali i sasvim zaboravili na svoje kuće.
This was the best time for the thieves of Navadvip, they thought.
Lopovi u Navadvipu su pomislili kako je kucno njihov čas.
They began to enter these houses to look for gold. The houses were deserted by the people who were dancing with the procession.
Stali su ulaziti u kuće u kojima nije bilo nikoga jer su svi ljudi otišli kako bi se pridružili i plesali u procesiji.
But as they were bathed in the sound of the holy name, they forgot all their thievish tendencies and just also threw themselves into the kirtans to dance.
Međutim, kako ih je preplavio zvuk Gospodinovih imena, tako su i oni jedan za drugim pozaboravljali svoju sklonost prema krađi i skočili su kako bi se i oni pridružili plesanju.
From everywhere people came, it seemed to be a huge, you know, winding snake of light as they danced from township to township in the town of Navadvip. And where did they go to?
Kako se sve više ljudi pridruživalo iz različitih četvrti grada Navadvipe, tako je ta njihova procesija stala nalikovati jednoj plamtećoj zmiji koja se kretala kroz grad. I što mislite, kamo su pošli?
The procession moved to the pentagon of the superpower.
Procesija je došla do pentagona te vrhunske moći.
I mean the center of the superpower.
Odnosno do samoga središta te vrhovne moći.
Where the Kazi lived, it was a palace.
Došli su do palače u kojoj je živio Kazi.
The people went wild.
Ljudi su podivljali.
Some shouted, "Kill the Kazi!"
Neki su stali vikati, "Ubijte Kazija!"
But they were pacified by the devotees. Mir, mir, mir.
Ali posvećenici su ih umirivali, mir, mir.
Some of the Muslims tried to cover their beards.
Neki su muslimani pokušavali sakriti svoje brade.
So that they looked like Hindus, like this.
pa bi ovako nalikovali Hindusima.
And out of fear, they also danced.
I sami su u strahu zaplesali.
And as they danced, they just thought glupost, and they just put everything away and danced. And
I kako su se zanijeli tim plesom, pomislili su, ma sve je ovo glupost, odbacili su te marame koje su nosili oko lica i prepustili se sasvim plesu.
Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approaching the house of the Kazi.
U međuvremenu Kazijevoj se kući približavao osobno Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kazi was fleeing in the top and was running up the stairs. He was so afraid.
Kazi se toliko prestrašio da je poletio u zastube.
But Mahaprabhu sent his men after him and said, I want to speak to you.
No Mahaprabhu je za njim poslao svoje ljude sa porukom da želi govoriti s njim.
In peace.
Želim s tobom govoriti u miru.
I have come to your house. Why do you run away? Is this hospitality?
Rekao mu je, došao sam u tvoj dom, a ti si pobjegao. Kakva je to gostoljubivost?
Ja sad, Chandkazi, but you have come in an angry mood.
No, a Chandkazi mu odgovorio, da, ali došao si vrlo srdit.
No, no.
Ne, ne.
I just want to discuss about Quran with you.
Ja samo s tobom želim govoriti o Kuranu.
And then a discussion started.
I tada je započela njihova rasprava.
This discussion was wonderful.
Ta rasprava je bila predivna.
It was about the true essence of religion.
U njoj su govorili o samoj srži religije.
Which is there in the Quran, in the Bible, in the Vedic scriptures.
Koja postoji u Kuranu, u Bibliji i u vedskim spisima.
It was about surrender to God.
Govorili su o predaji Bogu.
All external differences were clarified.
Sve izvanjske razlike bile su poništene.
And in the end, Chandkazi said, I also want to chant Hare Krishna.
Te Chandkazi i sam na kraju rekao, i ja bih želio pjevati Hare Krishna.
But before, I want to tell you what I experienced.
No prije toga želim ti reći što sam doživio.
That night after which I before which I broke the Madanga drum, I had an incredible experience.
Noć nakon što sam razbio one mridange, imao sam jedan čudesan doživljaj.
All of a sudden, as I was sleeping, a half man and half lion jumped on me.
Dok sam spavao, odjednom me zaskočio polu čovjek, polu lav.
And he said, "Wow!"
To je rekao.
Never again disturb the chanting of my holy names.
Nemoj nikada ponovno zapriječiti pjevanje mojih svetih imena.
This time I will forgive you.
Ovaj put ću ti oprostiti, rekao je.
But next time it will not be possible for you to be forgiven.
Ali i sljedeći put ne dolazi u obzir da ćeš dobiti oprost.
And then he said, "Wow!" and disappeared.
A zatim je ponovo zarežao. Wow! I nestao.
Very good, Stavavali. And then Chandkazi said, "Listen, it is the truth."
Chandkazi je rekao, "Poslušaj, ovo je istina."
And he opened his shirt and on his chest, bare chest, you could see the marks of the lion's foot.
On je rastvorio svoju košulju i na njegovim nagim prsima mogli su se vidjeti otisci lavlje šape.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared to Kazi, Chandkazi, to make his point as Lord Nrsimhadev.
Gospodin Krišna se pojavio pred Chandkazijem kako bi mu dokazao tu svoju važnu poantu. Pojavio se u obliku gospodina Nrsimhadeva.
Chandkazi said, "From this day on, the chanting is the best thing of Navadvipa. It will not be disturbed."
Chandkazi je rekao, "Od današnjeg dana ovo pjevanje je najbolja stvar u Navadvipi i neće se više nikada prekinuti."
So every evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with the devotees into the big spacious house of Shiva's Pandit to chant throughout the night.
Tako da je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odlazio sa svojim posvećenicima u prostranu kuću Shrivasa Pandite, gdje su neuznemireno mogli pjevati svake večeri.
One night, as everyone was chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, the son of Shrivas Thakur, died.
Jedne takve večeri, dok su svi pjevali, preminuo je sin Shrivasa Thakura.
They chanted in a huge hall, bigger than this hall.
Oni su pjevali u ogromnoj dvorani, mnogo većoj od ove.
The son was in a different house, but in the same, you know, estate of she was Pandit, and of course his mother and all the women who were there with the son cried uncontrollably when they saw that the little boy had left.
Sin je bio u drugoj kući, međutim na unutar istog tog imanja, tako da su sve žene i njegova majka, vidjevši da je malo djeca napustilo tijelo, počele nezaustavljivo plakati.
She was Pandit, the father was called.
Pozvali su Srivastakura, Srivastpandita, oca djeteta.
When he saw that his son had gone back to Vaikuntha, he forbade his wife and the other ladies to lament.
Kad je vidio da mu se sin vratio na Vaikuntu, zabranio je svojoj ženi i ostalim ženama da jadikuju.
If you continue to cry, you will disturb the singing and dancing in our house.
Ako nastavite tako plakati, onda ćete uznemiriti pjevanje i plesanje koje se odvija u našoj kući.
There's nothing to cry. The Lord was dancing in our house while he left the body. Our son left the body. He must have gone back to the spiritual world. Don't lament. Be happy. Or at least don't cry.
Nemate zbog čega jadikovati. Naš sin je napustio ovo tijelo dok je nam je u kući pjevao sam Bog, gospodin Čajtanja Mahaprabhu, i sigurno se vratio duhovni svijet. Zbog toga nemojte plakati. Budite sretni, a ako to ne možete, barem prestanite s plaćem.
Imagine the wife of Shiva's Pandit.
Zamislite samo ženu Shrivasa Pandita.
Don't cry.
Nemoj plakati.
I'm trying, but it doesn't work.
Pokušavam, ali mi ne uspijeva.
Our son has left.
Naš sin je otišao.
Don't worry.
Ne brini.
So they were discussing like this, husband and wife.
Muž i žena su na taj način međusobno raspravljali.
In the meantime, in the hall, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan.
U međuvremenu gospodin Čajtanja je u velikoj dvorani zaustavio kirtan.
And he said, I feel it in the atmosphere. There is some misery in this house.
I rekao je, prema ozračju osjećam da je u ovoj kući je neka žalost.
Of course he knows, because he is present in everyone's heart, what had happened.
Da kako, budući on prisutan u svakome srcu, znao je što se dogodilo.
But one person said to him, yes, Shiva's Pandit's son has died and this is the misery in this house.
Ali jedna osoba ipak mu je došla i rekla, da, umro je sin Shiva'sa Pandite i to je ta žalost koja se pojavila u kući.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he cried, why didn't he tell me Shiva's Pandit?
Kad je gospodin Čajtanja to čuo, i sam je zaplakao i upitao, zašto mi Shrivas Pandit to nije rekao?
How can I ever leave someone like Shrivas Pandit, who doesn't even want to disturb my singing and dancing with any private news?
Kako bih se ikad mogao odvojiti od osobe kao što je Shrivas Pandit, koji ne želi prekinuti moje pjevanje i plesanje nekim svojim privatnim vijestima?
Show me the sun.
Pokažite mi sina.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the body which was slowly becoming cool and cold.
I tako su ga odveli do tijela koje je postajalo sve hladnije.
Listen very carefully what happened now.
Slušajte jako pažljivo što se sljedeće dogodilo.
He took his hand and put it on the chest of the dead boy.
Svoju ruku položio je na grudi mrtvoga dječaka.
And he asked him a question.
I postavio mu je pitanje.
Why have you left?
Zašto si otišao?
Tell me.
Reci mi.
This moment, the soul who had traveled already a long distance was called back and came back into the body, and the body began to live.
U to vrijeme duša koja je već prevalila velik put prema svome duhovnom odredištu ponovno se je vratila u tijelo koje je na to oživjelo.
And he spoke.
I počeo je govoriti.
I have lived here as long as I was destined to.
Živio sam u ovome tijelu koliko mi je bilo suđeno.
My time is now over.
Mojem vremenu ovdje je došao kraj.
So I'm going to some place which is not here.
I stoga odlazim na jedno mjesto daleko odavde.
I'm going wherever you are sending me, my Lord.
Gospodine moj, odlazim tamo kamo me šalješ.
I am your eternal servant, a living being who depends entirely upon you.
Tvoj sam vječni sluga, živo biće u potpunosti ovisno o tebi.
I have left only in harmony with your wish.
Otišao sam u skladu sa tvojom željom.
I can't do anything else than what you plan for me.
I nisam u stanju učiniti ništa drugo doli onoga što ti sam planiraš za mene.
But of course you know this.
Ali da kako, tebi je to poznato.
So please allow me to go.
I stoga mi molim te, dopusti da pođem.
All the relatives looked at the scene.
Svi su rođaci gledali tu scenu.
The mother looked.
I majka je gledala.
The sisters looked.
Sestre su gledale.
Many people looked.
Gledali su i mnogi drugi ljudi.
And they understood.
I shvatili su.
We are not this body.
Mi nismo ovo tijelo.
Each one of us is an eternal servant of the Lord.
Svatko od nas vječni je gospodinov sluga.
Only for a short time we play our role in this life.
Tek kratko vrijeme igramo uloge koje su nam dodijeljene u ovome životu.
Some plays the role of a woman, another the role of a man.
Neki igraju ulogu žene, a drugi muškarca.
Someone plays the role of President Bush, another the role of a Taliban.
Netko igra ulogu predsjednika Busha, a druga osoba ulogu Talibana.
The world is a magic theater.
Svijet je čudesno kazalište.
Where everyone plays his role, let us not identify too much with the role.
U kojem svatko igra svoju ulogu sa kojom se ne bismo trebali poistovjećivati.
Everyone who was there decided to dedicate themselves fully to the Lord.
I svako bi trebao odlučiti u potpunosti se posvetiti Gospodinu.
Who had appeared really to show how to become a spiritual person.
Koji se pojavio kako bi nam pokazao kako da budemo duhovna osoba.
How to be make the life successful.
Kako da ostvarimo uspjeh u svom životu.
I will now start to speak to you through pictures.
A sad ću vam početi govoriti kroz slike.
I want to kidnap you.
Želim vas kidnapirati.
We will go now to see a little bit